This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Omarosa resigned from her position. I'm not going to go into a detailed process any further than that.
Omarosa, I know, sir. We know something about Omarosa. She's saying, listen, I have known Donald Trump for 14 years. She went on one of the morning shows and said, I resigned. I was going to do a year. I resigned, and now this has exploded into something that isn't quite right. And, boy, isn't it interesting. The White House continues to turn like Peyton Place, but that is politics, right? And in the case of Omarosa, I think she really, from someone I know, she really was saying there was something she didn't like, and she was ready to move on, and so now it becomes a bizarro cloud of murkiness and becomes part of what takes over the conversation in D.C. When we've got net neutrality, we have tax problems, we've got the last day of health care and people figuring that out, and things that really matter to you and me. So that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for tuning in, whatever time you're listening to the show. So the former Apprentice reality star, Omarosa Newman, flatly denied the report. She said she was never dragged from the White House after she met with John Kelly, who's the chief of staff. She said that there were things she observed as the director of communications for the Office of Public Liaison that didn't make her feel right. They affected her emotionally. She said, I had to be careful about how I answered this, but there were a lot of things that I saw I wasn't happy with. And that's it. I mean, that's the bottom line. So the official last day was supposed to be January 20th, one day of the year she began working for the president. And she told Michael Strahan, who interviewed her on ABC's this morning, that she'll be ready to talk more after the day passes. She said, I have to go back and work with the people, and I have to tell my story as only I can. And that's it, you know. That's the bottom line. Part of it, supposedly, was his endorsement of Roy Moore for the Senate in Alabama, which, of course, he did not win, and we saw what happened this week with Doug Jones. But bottom line is, whatever the saga is here, the soap opera, it's going to be saved for another day, right? Because we got other fish to fry. Like, what's going on with this tax bill, $1.5 trillion? Is it going to get through Congress next week? What does it mean to your wallet and my wallet? What does it mean to our families? Well, Republican Senator Marco Rubio, give me another glass of water, said on Thursday, I'm not going to vote for it. He said, I'm not going to vote for it unless you expand the child tax credit. Well, they're already stuck with these bizarre margins that they can't probably muscle in anything else. So if he bails, that whole thing could get whacked. And then it doesn't pass anyway. So it's limbo land where the tax tug of war will continue to thrive. And that's what will happen. That's the bottom. You know, that's the bottom line. So in the meantime, you know, while that's going on, you've got North Korea. You have Senator Lindsey Graham saying, and we know that this is going to get back to the little man with a lot of power in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, that there's a 70% chance that the president will just attack North Korea if they test again. So I think this is on purpose. He's spewing it out there to say, come on, bring it on. You want to do an additional nuclear bomb test? Well, you know, we're not at the tipping point, but if you test another weapon, all bets are off. Look, China could smash North Korea to smithereens. You know how they could do it? They could strangle them economically. They just stop their oil shipments. And that's it. their economy craters. Like the pie I try to make at Thanksgiving, right in the middle. That's what happens. Boom! Done. But China's not going to do that. At least it doesn't look like they're going to do it. Do I believe what Lindsey Graham is saying, the senator from South Carolina, when he says he talks to Trump constantly about this? I do. I believe him. And I think that's the whole idea. He's getting out there and saying it to say, I know you're listening, so just so you know, this is what's going to happen, baby, if you try to do this. In the meantime, I don't know about you, but I really need my internet. In fact, I use my internet a ton for what I do. And maybe some of you do. The FCC has voted on party lines to undo net neutrality rules that guaranteed equal access to the internet. But what does that mean? It's so confusing. It's mired in murkiness. It's like we're all swimming in these kelp patches and it's strangling us because we never understood what it was in the first place. Here's the bottom line. You got Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon, right? They control the board now. So they've got apps and sites and everything else. The broadband industry is saying that the internet experience isn't going to change. But people are worried. They're worried that the cable and phone companies are going to jack with their life. And why? Because they do. Do you ever look at the end of your bill? Do you ever talk to someone on the phone when they're trying to sell you something else you get in your package and your bundle? But if you get the bundle, then you get the A, B, silver, whatever. They always call it crazy names. And then you get your bill, and there's so many ridiculous taxes on the bill, whatever they quoted you. Of course, it's way more than that. So now, here's what my concern would be. The speed of the internet is significant. If that is passed on to the Netflix people, Amazon, all of them, think about it, then they're going to pass it on to the consumers because they won't eat that cost. If you are about streaming, which is everybody and anybody who's younger, because that's what they do in classrooms and that's what they take home to work on, then you have to have internet. I mean, there's no, you cannot not have internet. Seems so odd, doesn't it? There's no choice. You have no choice. You must have internet. Because good luck trying to go to a public library and being able to do the things you need to do. Not if you have to do most any business and schoolwork and any of that. So the money game is on the table. And it's the company's decision of what they're going to do. And they'll profit if they offer a higher speed internet. They already do that, for goodness sake. I get that kind of phone call all the time from AT&T. Well, you know, we're offering this faster, speedier, whatever. But I thought I got the speediest kind I can get. Right? I didn't? You told me I had it. So now, be paying attention to whatever's being offered to you because it's going to change again. Eventually, I think that. I really do. We're going to see that. No question about it. By the way, coming up this hour, mailbag. Yep, we're going to go to the mailbag. A lot of very thoughtful emails, and I appreciate that. So I promise you at the end of the hour, we will definitely dive into those, into what you had to say about what's happening this week on the Hill and elsewhere. But when we come back, we're going to look at a few numbers. It is about the numbers, after all, isn't it? We can count on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Talking about sexual misconduct. Check this one out. This time it's Dustin Hoffman. Three more women have accused the Oscar winner of sexual misconduct. That's what they're calling it. Variety's reporting on it. It brings the number to six. And they're saying it happened decades ago. They reported two of the women said that they were sexually assaulted by him in 87. A third woman said he exposed himself to her in 1980 when she was 16 and asked for a foot massage. In the story, two women went on record and a third was not identified. Hoffman has an attorney. Of course he does. Mark Neubauer. And he says it's defamatory falsehoods is what he's saying. So, in the last 6 weeks, that's where it's come out, six, and it's taken place, all different times. Hoffman issued an apology to the first woman, who was a teenage intern on the set of his 85 television film, Death of a Salesman. He said in a November statement that behavior the woman described was not reflective of who I am. So that was it. And I don't know where that goes, but that goes into the pile of more accusations, more denials, more attorneys, and more conversation. We move on to another number. And what does this number have to do with? This number, I have to laugh before I even get it out of my mouth, is the story that I read and somebody sent me. I can't even say it. I can't even say it. The anticipation of this. Okay. So it's a story that somebody sent me a link to from the Hollywood Reporter that said Vladimir Putin Putin did stunt work at Len Film Movie Studio in 1970s. He did it when he was a university student performing on at least two World War II movies. He worked on the 1972 film Azhora Battalion and the 1974 movie Blockade. A longtime Putin friend and a former athlete, Shestakov, president of the International Sambo Federation, told the Russian network that, yeah, that they were in the movie together. They were paid good money for the time. He said, I was paid 110 rubles a month, around 132, in my engineer's job. But when I was working in the movies, I made 75 a day, about 95. That was a lot of money. So how about that? There was an image that was released, but you couldn't really tell whether it was Putin or not. The Kremlin said, we're not aware of any of Putin's stunt work. Oh, there's a joke in there. Come on, Dan in Texas. Make up a joke and call us next week. So that's your numbers. All kinds of numbers from the 70s and movies. We move on to yet another story. How about this one? U.S. jets had to fire flares to warn Russian jets in Syria. That's serious if they're doing that. They don't want to have to do anything, but that's what happens. So two U.S. F-22 fighter aircraft fired warning flares after two Russian Su-25 jets entered an agreed-upon deconfliction. Did you know they had those deconfliction areas in airspace east of the Euphrates River in Syria? I knew that. I didn't know they called it that, though. Now we do. So the incident lasted for about 40 minutes, and coalition officials contacted the Russians through a communication link to avoid a miscalculation. At one point, a Russian jet came close enough that one of the F-2 aircraft had to aggressively maneuver to avoid a mid-air collision. That is crazy. I mean, that's like Top Gun on steroids, that movie Top Gun. Can you imagine? It's a MiG. That's pretty scary. Since early November, Russian jets have flown east of the Euphrates River in the deconflicted airspace about 6 to 8 times a day. So the pilots say it's tough to discern whether Russian pilots' actions are deliberate or they're just mistakes. They could be mistakes. This is a job for the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He's saying the U.S. military will fight the Islamic State in Syria as long as they want to fight, talking about longer-term roles for U.S. troops after the insurgents lose all the territory they want to control. So they say the greatest, and he said this, that the greatest concern is not that we could shoot down a Russian aircraft. It's because its actions are seen as a threat to our air or ground forces, because the biggest concern is what he's saying is fighting Islamic terrorism. That's the deal. So they don't want to have any kind of misconstrued action. That completely makes sense to me, right? I mean, of course it does. Absolutely. All right, how about this? You know, we keep hearing about Russia, 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 and the investigation. I'm all for if you uncover some stuff, let us see it. But how about this? More than half of the voters think special counsel Robert Mueller has a conflicted mind because of a conflict of interest because of his past working relationship with the former FBI director James Comey. The Harvard Caps Harris survey says this: 54% think Mueller, who is leading the Department of Justice Russia's investigation, has a conflict of interest because of his ties to Comey. 72% of conservatives and 53% of independents think a conflict of interest exists. 34% hold a favorable or very favorable view of him, while 31% have an unfavorable view. Here's what I think. Whatever's going on, can we wrap this up? Can we nail whatever we're going to nail shut? Because every day, my friends, it's a slow drip. Can you hear it in the background? The coins that are falling? Yeah. Tons of money being spent on this. And you got to have investigations. You got to keep it clean. You got to try to keep it clean. But the bottom line is, Okay, so a couple of dominoes already fell. Whatever dominoes are happening, let's get to them. Let's put them up. Let's do it. There's been four indictments so far. Former campaign chair Paul Manafort, Manafort's business associate Robert Gates, former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, and former national security advisor Michael Flynn. The investigation originally began looking at whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Wow. The wow to me is four have fallen. What's next? Get to what's next. I know investigations take time. I know it takes interviewing. I know it takes process. But this has been a very long process, longer than one expected to see this go. And the problem is, how much money are we spending and what are the results going to be? To me, that's what I say. Absolutely. How about this? I'm going to give you a big, giant number. Sometimes I talk about stocks on the show. I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not trying to advise anybody of anything, but I just happened to see this. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company became the third major bank to predict the S&P 500 index will rise to 3,000 at the end of 2018, joining Oppenheimer and Evercore ISI. If the benchmark for American equity, folks, hits that target, it will have rallied 13% from the close of business on Thursday. That's huge. The reason they say it is they see this big rally that turning into kind of what they're calling a laggard next year. Tech stocks have surged 37% so far this year. And that pushes them to the highest level in 8 years. That's a big, big deal. So I don't know. 3,000, that would be pretty good if we see the S&P do that, right? Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And what about Bitcoin? That's what I want to know. What's going on with Bitcoin? Is it the bubble? Is it collapsing? What's going on? I mean, to me, it's fascinating to watch this. They're grabbing a lot of headlines. In the past 12 months, they have definitely grabbed up a ton of headlines, right? So people are watching to see where it's going to be, where it's going to end up, and is this a good bet? It certainly is interesting. Cryptocurrency, I said this on a previous show, I think is here to stay. It should be taken a little more serious than it is by some people. Eventually, that's going to flip back around. All right, hang with us. Put your feet up. More coming up next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tonight, Jean Ann Off, she's written a book called Acid and Bribery. It features horse racing heavily in the plot. Jean, thanks so much for coming on, and tell us about owning a racehorse.
Well, my horse is an also-ran, which means she never made it even to sixth place. Just, she came in last both times I raced her. So, she didn't do any good as a racehorse. She was a finished barrel racehorse, and I sold her to a girl who wanted her to run exactly the speed she did.
Wow. And you must have learned so much about it, obviously, to own a horse for a racehorse for a year, no matter that it came in sixth place or not, came in wherever it came in. There's just so many nuances, Gene. You and I both probably know them more than maybe some of the people listening about owning a racehorse. And owning a racehorse to me is very personal, a very personable thing. I think it's like having, for people who don't understand, maybe even a dog or a cat. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. Only better.
Yeah, because of how you feel about it, how much you love the animal. Was it hard for you to write the book, or did it just kind of pour out of you?
It just kind of poured out. I added a lot from my imagination to make it into a mystery, as well as writing the facts about horse racing.
Yeah. What do you think, to you, what's the most interesting, compelling part of horse racing for you?
Well, I guess just watching, seeing the race.
Yeah, watching the race. So actually seeing the race, whether you have it's your horse or it's another horse or whatnot. What made you want to own a racehorse? How did you get involved in that?
Well, the sire, I raised this mare from a foal, and her mother had been raised in a fraternity, and her sire had a speed index of 105 at his best, so I thought she'd be fast enough, even though it turned out she wasn't.
Yeah. One of the things that you... One of the reviews that I read about the book, and again, we're speaking with Jean Ann Off, and the name of the book is Acid and Bribery. It's an interesting fact that she owned a racehorse for a year. One of the reviews I was reading about the book I thought was really summed it up where, and you know this, it's from the Kirkus Reviews, said, Off keeps horse lovers entertained with a vivid panorama of the racing world and lots of equine lore from the animals, skittish behavioral quirks to their complex diets to the thrill a rider feels when her mount breaks into a gallop. So when we, I thought that was great. I mean, you know, again, the imagery that draws up in me, but when we talk about behavioral quirks, what are some of the behavioral quirks of thoroughbreds that some people wouldn't realize exist?
Well, actually, she wasn't a thoroughbred. She was American Quarter Horse.
Ah, there you go. And what are some of the quirks for a quarter horse?
Well, probably they're similar. A quarter horse is faster than thoroughbred, but for a much shorter distance. Thoroughbred can go a lot longer race. And the quirks, though, there are thoroughbreds. They're more like a quarter horse, and quarter horses look more like a thoroughbred. So, in their distance of racing,
yeah, the quarter horse racing is very popular, though, too, as well.
Oh, it is. I noticed in the Kirkus Review that it mentioned the thrill of breaking into a gallop. I've had that thrill on one of her brothers, actually going from a gallop into a run. It's different. This was actual racing, and it's thrilling.
So you say you felt that thrill, what it was like?
It was like wonderful. I just can't explain it, but having done it, it's different than just galloping. It's faster and smoother.
Oh yeah, I bet. That's what both of those horses breed of horses would have in common. Again, how fast it would be and how you would move from a gallop, which looks a little different obviously too. And then boom, when you're talking about running, when you had your racehorse, you know, so many people, quarter horses, etc., that own quarter horses, they understand it. But for all the people who don't understand it, there's a lot, and we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, there's a lot that goes into owning a horse, from everything from the shoes to the tack to what you feed the horse. And there's a lot of interesting, a lot of interesting things about the diet with the horse. What did you find out about the food part of it besides the really big bills?
Well, they don't give a racehorse too much water before the race. The horse will lose if they drink too much water.
Oh yeah, because they would get that bloat. Yeah, they would get that bloat. You were around horses. You grew up around horses, it sounds like. Is that because of your Colorado upbringing?
Well, yes, I grew up on a ranch in the mountains of Colorado in Little Park. And so all my childhood was pretty much on the back of a horse. I had my own horse and went on the cattle drive and everything like that when I was 4 years old.
Wow, you have to say that again, Jean. You were 4 years old when you went on a cattle drive?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what was that like? I mean, you were four, but do you remember anything about as a child being, I mean, you were in the thick of it.
Yes. Well, Dad had set me on the horse he was riding ever since I was 2, and then at 4, he was teaching me to ride, and he led my horse for the first week, and then the second week he said, you just follow me, and I followed him every day, twice a day we went out, and then on the third week I was on my own, and I just rode around all the time. And as a teenager, I actually was doing some writing that was important work for him.
Wow. So it was, you say it was important work for him. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was to look to see if there was anything wrong with any of the cattle.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, like when as I said, you were in the thick of it, you really were, because you were like a ranch hand then in a way, in a sense.
Yes, right. I was even paid 75 cents an hour.
I like that 75 cents an hour. That's good. Wow. So many people listening to us, Gene, they didn't have those kinds of chores. They weren't doing that kind of stuff. How fun to be able to say that you were able to do that as a kid. How many of these drives do you think you went on in your lifetime?
Well, we had one the 4th of July every year to take the cattle up to the high country.
Wow. And how long did that take?
All morning, starting very early, and then from about noon on for 3 hours or so, we would hold the cattle so they wouldn't go back, especially so the calves would not go back to where their mothers had left them, like they knew they were supposed to do.
Right, exactly. How do you feel about horses now? Obviously, your whole life you've loved horses. Do you think, I think that there's people, Gene, in the world that really appreciate horses and those that have no idea. And we've seen some sad things happen to some horses over the years, haven't we?
Well, yes. Yes.
And that's too bad because they're beautiful, beautiful creatures. What do you hope that the people who read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading Acid and Bribery?
Not only a love of horses, but there's a lot more in that book besides. That book contains a girl and her mother, the protagonist, her mother, that she and her dad were, well, he left them when she was 11 years old, and he went away. He was away. She hadn't seen him for 5 years, and he showed up at the racetrack wanting to make amends, and she didn't want anything to do with him by that time.
Wow.
Because he had left her and her mother penniless, no job, no money, no nothing, no food. And they had gotten, her mother had gotten a job cleaning stalls, mucking out at a racetrack. And then, so at this time of the story, she's 16, and she is doing that, and her mother is assistant trainer. So a lot has changed in that 5 years. And what I want them to most get out of is what changed her dad.
Wow. And we're going to let everybody else figure out the rest of the story because you tipped us off as to what you really hope, and that's terrific. Gene Anoff, Acid and Bribery, pick it up today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you can get it from my website, GeneOffBooks.com, or Lit Fire Publishing, or Barnes & Noble, or Amazon.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water, a gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine.
Once again,
rain.
The mailbag is full. I love that. This audience blows me away. So when you're not picking up the phone, the one thing this audience does better than any I've ever been connected to, including New York, Dallas, any other place where I worked in local radio, is sending me thoughtful emails. I mean, you're really paying attention. You're listening to the show, I think, you know, at different times of the day. So that's terrific. Remember, you can always jam on the digits at 855-266-5283. But sending me these emails, fantastic. So on that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
This one is from Sandy, who says, Kate, Blockbuster deal. I know they've been talking about it, but I woke up to see that Disney bought Fox Movie and Television, I guess their assets, for, did you see the number? $52.4 billion? Wow. Yeah, you know what? The mouse has money. If this is gobble, if you're big enough, you gobble something else up. It makes sense for Disney because of their movie studio. The Fox movie studio is really what they picked up, and that's historic. And think of the films recently, Star Wars, the original Star Wars film, gosh, Alien, Titanic, all of that's part of the lore of Fox. And there's other assets, I guess, that they would get from that whole deal. The television studio would include, of course, The Simpsons, Empire, FX, National Geographic, all that kind of stuff. So, again, for them, it makes complete sense because, I mean, Disney's already huge media entertainment. You think ABC, ESPN, Pixar, Marvel has been huge. The Star Wars I mentioned, the franchises, all of that. So you would think that this will even bounce the stock, I guess, even more. But, yeah, it is crazy. $52.4 billion. It's not shocking because of some of the properties I just mentioned. They're very, 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 very big. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Jake, who says, "Hi, Kate. I feel like I haven't emailed you enough lately. I've been crazy busy. I'm sure a lot of people are, as we only have a couple weeks left in the year. I'm wondering, what did you think of 2017, and are you going to do a show talking about the big highs and lows of 2017? What did you think about it personally for you, and what did you think about it professionally?" Wow, that's like a big question. It's funny that you ask about me personally. I do this thing. I do a gratitude-like journal, not being hokey, being serious, where I write every day the 10 things I'm grateful for. Let me tell you, it's a good thing to do. So when life gets you down, or you get kicked by financial, other things happening in your personal life, whatever it might be, family, etc., boy, you start writing that gratitude down, you start realizing, oh, yeah, things are pretty good. I look back at 2017 and I think, so personally, I will tell you, personally, I think it was really a good year for me. I like to see what's happening with America Tonight and some of the great new markets we're in and all the support again from all of you. That's exciting. We've had some fabulous guests on the show. There are some great things happening coming up in 2018. I would say, also, professionally speaking, I'm passionate about that, and that's really been on an uptick for me, and you'll be hearing more about that. I help people with personal branding, and it's called The Wow, and it's been exciting because I like the connection with people instead of all those confused interactions. And I got to spend some time with my family. I have an aunt who I'm close to, and, you know, in the crazy, wacky world of being pulled in 100 directions, I made time to spend, gosh, almost a week with her. And it was great because we could actually run around, do things, have conversations, play a bunch of cards. I love cards. And I learned how to play Dummy Rummy a little bit better. So that was cool. So again, professionally and personally, it was a good year. And thank you for asking that question. And I hope that all of you kind of take stock with that. So if it was some crummy things, I bet you find that there were some good things that happened as well. And I can't believe it, yes. And as far as big events that happened in the year, it was a crazy year, and I'm going to do a show next week where I talk about the highs and the lows of the year. And there's a lot of highs, too, as much as there were some lows. All right, how about this one? This one's from Devin, who says, "Kate, I am into movies, and I happen to see this Daredevil fell to their death after filming on a skyscraper in China. I don't know if you're aware of that story." I am aware of that story. It was all over the place. A Chinese daredevil, you're absolutely right, known for scaling these huge skyscrapers without safety equipment, died last month, I guess it was, and fell off a 62-story building. And I suppose what happened, he was filming, and it was going to, for the feat, he was going to win a bunch of money. I forget what it was. He's 26 years old. And he slipped. I mean, it's kind of unclear, they say, as to what happened, but no safety equipment. It's called roof topping when you don't use safety equipment. And there's a lot of people on social media. If you go to social media, you can see these roof topping things that are, they'll blow your mind. And, you know, so this was something that he did and got a thrill from, and unfortunately he slipped, and you know, it's I mean, obviously sad, but this is what happened. Roof topping with no safety equipment. I can't imagine, as somebody who, like, I'm iffy on heights. I've been to some incredibly high places, and it's cool. There's sort of like this weird thrill thing. I mean, not rock climbing or anything, but when I think of how I feel when I do that, I can't even imagine these people that do these do things without safety nets. I can't I just can't imagine, because I see how I feel when I have safety around me. I'm just saying. But it's, you know, it's part of that whole thrill thing. And there's some people, younger people, older people, whatever, that that's their thing. And apparently he was good at it. It made him happy. And he died doing something dangerous that he loved to do. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Gary. Kate, I've been listening to you a lot on KPAM in Portland. Thanks for the big shout out to the Portland folks. Trust me, you have some big fans here. We can't get enough of you. We wish we even got you in the middle of the day. But we're happy to get you at night when I'm working on papers and whatnot. I'm a professor. So here's what I wonder. You've been talking about the tax bill and how the middle class, it just depends on all these factors, whether or not it's going to help you. And I'm wondering, why do you think they keep pushing it as a benefit to the middle class? Well, because they're trying to sell the bill. If you have a vote on the bill, you care about your constituents. Why? Because that's how you get elected. Why? Because that's who you represent. So they are mostly comprised of the middle class, or at least some of, you know, a big chunk of it, depending on who they represent, where and what the demographics are, but a big chunk would be that. So with the business tax cuts, they're talking about permanent. They're talking about the reductions for people would expire after a decade. And it does depend on where you are. If you have more kids, you get extra benefit from that. You know, what if you don't have any of those things? What if you're single and struggling or widowed or, you know, I don't know. They say the standard deduction would be doubled for married couples, by the way, to $24,000. So that's pretty big if you think about that. But what does that mean? And it depends on your tax bracket, of course, right? So it's individual. Because everybody's situation is different, it's impossible to say, well, I will, my brother will, my sister-in-law, my friend down the street is going to get this, because all of our scenarios are different. Kids, no kids, that whole thing. So, of course, you're going to tout it as great for the middle class. And until it's actually implemented, you don't really know. You can look at the broad strokes, but knowing the specifics, the meat in the bill, and then your specific situation. Do you work for a company? Are you a solopreneur? Are you an entrepreneur? Do you have your own company? Yeah, of course. It's like a wild game of Jenga. And it has different amounts on it, right? And we're all pulling the little block out. And what will make it fall apart? Is it going to topple on you? Is it going to topple on me? It seems crazy, the whole, I don't know. Someday we will do a show. I want to do a week where I take an hour and I look at every single possible way that we could change up taxes, meaning fair. And I've done this before. We've had people on talking about it, but I'm saying a whole hour. Fair, flat tax, where are we in the future? Economically, talking about currency, you know, they keep talking about this cryptocurrency, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. All right, let's take another one, quick one here. This one is from Guy, who says, Kate, I know you're an Eagles fan. Wow, too bad about Carson Wentz. How do you think Nick Foles will do? Do you think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl with him and get into the playoffs? Well, I think they're going to the playoffs. I don't know, because Carson Wentz was the guy. Very sad, the ACL, terrible what happened there. And it breaks my heart. And yeah, I think it's iffy now at this point. All right, I want to thank everyone. Thank you all for listening to this show. Remember, you can always email me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Boom, and you're in like that. And remember, just have peace and patience when you're running around this holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.